Proceed. And then let me officially open this meeting and declare the meeting officially opened. Zola, your agenda is. No. No. Hello. Even if it's one agenda item. You draft the agenda, you distribute the agenda, because the agenda, it will be opening and welcome, apologies, attendance, consideration of the report by the committee, discussion and adoption of the report, closure, the agenda. Good. I was late for my meeting. If you're late with Inchanganiso, you can't be late. I never allow officials to be late for my meeting. Actually, we're supposed to be the first people to arrive as officials. So let's... Everybody is welcome. The chairperson of the co-chair is on the way. And other members. We are expecting one member, I suppose, or two. I've seen the apology of Honorable Singh. He's not going to join us. The coach is on the way. Honorable Ali is on the way.
And Honorable Kilian is for the same reason as Honorable Singh,
okay. I want us to agree, Honorable Members. I gave a direction yesterday to the officials that they must send the report to all members of the committee, not only the subcommittee, so that members could have enough time and space to dissect the report, to study the report, analyze the report, so that when we meet, we know that all members have studied the report. And I want to suggest upfront that we convene our board meeting of the committee next week, precisely because that will be the final meeting of the of the committee. A week after that, the NCOP is not here. We'll be in Gauteng for the whole week. And this morning today, I presented the program to the programming committee, and I've scheduled in that program that PAMED the ad hoc committee must give a report on the 27th of November. The 27th of November is a plenary session before the last. The last plenary session will be on the 30th of November. Now, and on that day, we will be dealing with all pieces of legislation that we manage as select committees to deal with. Now, the 30th of November will be dedicated for such bills and bills that relate to finances. But then all the reports, 27th of November, is dedicated for all the reports. So it's my humble suggestion. The second issue that I want you to express a view on before we come to this report is the approach of the report. Since you have received the report, because the format that we have suggested to the official is that please be thorough in terms of capturing the presentations that were given to us, so that we don't deny members of this committee and information about different stakeholders that have presented to us. Fundamental points and inputs should be captured in the report. And then thereafter, you can talk about the recommendations. Now, I want the guidance of this committee to say, how do we approach this report? We give to the content advisor to talk to the report, or how do we treat it? Unfortunately, I'm the chairperson, and you are only two members.
Mm.
So you'll have to come in. Because in the main, the body of the report captures different presentations, which is not a new information. And then it will be recommendations on the basis of four or three bullets at the tail end of the report. Honourable Member?
Chairperson, just for me, it is when you look at the report, it's whether it's a fair reflection of what we went through, what was submitted and what was discussed. And I think as far as I went through the report, it certainly is a fair reflection. Yes, there's obviously from this, maybe we must consider what our specific proposals will be, but which will be, that's the crux of why we have started this. But as far as the presentations and the information, I'm happy that this is a fair reflection of what we have experienced and what we have heard and what we have seen and what we have considered.
Thank you for that
confirmation. Mm-hmm. Doc?
I just would like to say, yes, I agree with what he has said, because it captures all the information as it was presented. My question is only the information from the stakeholders who were invited to come and present. It excludes our submissions. And to ask, where does our submission feature here?
Okay.
Can we also talk on, say for an example, if I observed some errors,
okay.
And then some spelling, and then whether we can talk on that.
Please
do. Or we'll do it when we go page by page, or what?
No, remember, switch off your mic so that I can.
Remember, I said I need your guidance. We'll go it page by page, or we'll go straight to the recommendations, because the body, the whole body of the report captures our interaction and engagement with different stakeholders on the basis of their presentations. Then, yes, of course, the presentation that you made on behalf of EFF, it must be captured in the report to say these are the views of EFF on this particular matter. These are the views of Freedom Front Plus. These are the views of the ANC. Because that will assist you to say at the end, all these processes culminated into this particular body of recommendations. Yeah, I think it will only be fair to include and capture that Freedom Front made, EFF made submission, and this made submission. Because we can't only capture the submissions of outside stakeholders, whom we say are primary, and then those who are affected, even if they made the submissions, unless you've got a point to make on that with specific reference to Kamalam Lipina. Okay. Yes, but
can I just make one point on the matter of page by page?
Yes.
I think if there's mistakes, we should just send it through.
Yes.
There might be typing errors, there might be things that is and just give it through.
Yes, but
thanks, Chair.
I think what we have done, I think it's where I think Barbara came up with the legislative implications. And the submission of EFF, I think it's, in fact, it's captured, but sure on option 2 and option 1, that is page 22.
Okay.
If it's page 22, you'll find that there, when we're dealing with legislative options, there is option 1 that deals with to amend to make membership to voluntary. I think that the essence of the EFF submission deals with that one. And another option that comes also strongly from the EFF position is to repeal. And the discussions that the committee had was also, I think, captured also on option 3 and 2 in terms of amendments. I think that's how we have framed and integrated some of the presentation. Not necessary to say this is what the EFF has said, but we have integrated, in essence, what the submission of the EFF.
I wanted you to say that. Question?
Thank you very much, Salas. Good afternoon, Honourable Member. Sorry to come late. It was issues of the other committee. Chair, I think on what the issue that is raised by Dr. Tembekwayo is, probably we need a paragraph just that will just highlight all those who made submissions, and the EFF will also feature there, and then that will be covered, because then the recommendation will be part of those. But also I just thought to check that probably instead of starting with the mandate on page 1, we need to have introduction that highlights the committee was constituted and this was the mandate thereof, and constituted by who and how, you know, all those things. And then it was its mandate was to end when, and it was extended, I think, as part of introduction. Okay. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Slug. I was also going to make that point. There's English word that says great minds think alike. Eh? I think I will agree with the point made by Honorable Member
Marie.
Honorable Marie, that let's focus our attention in the main on the recommendations, because that's what constitutes the crack of our being here. Then I will suggest that we go straight to page 22.
Yes,
Honorable Murray.
Chairperson, can I just ask, you remember that one meeting that we had where the Judicial Commission was also made submissions, and a lot of that discussion was surrounding that option 3, where it's talking about the affordability, and the affordability was impacted negatively by Judge Mosaneke, who decided that it must be cost to company, and then subsequently the increase of salaries of members was not in line with the increases of Palmate. Now, there's obviously, I think the option, the alternatives there is to either whether the Minister of Finance or National Treasury is prepared to make a once-off contribution to basically bring it in line with you know what we've lost over a couple of years, and then secondly is whether the whole determination of remuneration would be able to consider recommendations maybe from us to again split it into, you know, that only the 1/3 is deducted from our salary, and then 2/3 again is a contribution from the employer. So those and I think that is the root cause of why we are here. And if we have got, if we haven't got the feedback from National Treasury or the Minister of Finance and the Remuneration Commission in terms of alternatives, we have basically not come to the end. So, because those are very important. If they say no, then we know that, you know, there's some hard decisions to be taken, maybe to the detriment of members, maybe to the detriment of PALMED. But if there's a willingness or an appetite to look at that, then obviously it will make a huge impact, I think, on the alternative and the final recommendations that we will be making.
I think we have convergence on that point as members of the subcommittee that it has a huge negative impact, the issue of the package to members. I think it's being highlighted here somewhere on page 10. I think, I don't know, on the structure of the report, Babultu, I suggest that paragraph, as much as we highlighted it, that side, it must be on top of this recommendations, even if you can put it before, I mean, if you check page 22, you talk of legislative options. Mm-hmm. I think after that, it must be that consideration. To say on the basis of this, this has been the impact, blah, 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 blah. And then you say option one. You understand? With option one, and then with these are the options. I think it will help so that whoever who reads the report must know where we are coming from, what is the perspective of the committee, and what informs the resolution or the recommendations and the conclusion that way we have arrived at as a committee. I think that point should not miss. And
Can I just raise another point? Also, I think to and it's that one will be page a point that on page 10 or page 22. What you say it must be put. I think the other one that came very strong last week was the issue of the salaries. The salary increase. Yes. PALMED increases, but salary are not in line with the yes. So that is another contributory factor. Yeah. Yeah.
And remember, Chair, as I said, the option there is either
it will be accommodated by the Remuneration Commission, or a once-off contribution. To bring it in line, to just bring us up to say, you know, you are so much in, you know, lagging behind. This is the contribution towards that, so that is not being seen as part of salary increases, but just a correction for that aspect. Mm-hmm. Because remember, like it was in the past, that the increase for us would have only been on the third. And not on the total one. Mm. And that has escalated and rolled over and accumulated over a number of years since 2008. And you will remember that one year we have received zero increase and others only 4% and things like that. And that has caused... The whole problem is this is not a bad medical aid. It's affordability. It's affordability. Affordability. And that's the main problem.
I think that's supposed to be our first recommendation. Doc, let me come back to you. Zola, do we have a recording device here? I raised the issue in the previous meeting. There must be a recording device because as you write, you can't capture every sentence, every word. You end up losing the substance of what members are saying. A recording device for such important meetings. Now, I'm saying, this, what we are talking about, the salaries of members versus the increase of PALMED rates and versus the inflation is captured to Mosibonile somewhere. Yeah, but I'm saying let it not be a just a useless paragraph up there on page 22. Let us be explicit to say recommendation number one is to consider the salary package of members. And linked to that, you bring the closure of the gap. Linked to that, the issue of inflation. This confirms what I always say, Honorable Ali, to say people think members of parliament are not human. We are human. We have families, we are mothers and fathers.
Yeah.
If inflation in South Africa increases, you are as well affected as a member of parliament. You are not exceptional because you are a member of parliament.
Yeah.
You are affected. Now, that's recommendation number one. And then, I want to add this point that we take a decision to say, on that, Judge Musi, yes, as a person responsible in the current with regard to salary increase of members, must be seized with this, the restructuring of whatever of members, must be seized with this particular report in the main, the recommendations thereof.
Yeah.
It must be in the report, Bawuldu.
Yeah.
So that we don't, nobody must guess us what is Funukin. Or what? Sorry, my apologies. It must be explicit in our report, so that nobody must guess us as a committee.
Yeah.
That's recommendation number one. And then recommendation number two. But before I go to recommendation number two, I want to check with members for discussions and engagements. Options, Doc, is all over.
Sorry, I just wanted to say something on recommendation number one, the one that we are talking about specifically on page 11, the last paragraph, to say the ones off that you were suggesting, is it going to be taxable? Is it going to be taxable? If it's taxable, then we are talking about 45%, and we won't see anything. We definitely, whatever they give us, we won't be able to can see that there was a once-off payment that was given to us, as is usual.
But, Chair, if I can just add that must be a fully inclusive. It must be consideration of all the impacts and the effects. Can I just say another thing on
Mike.
So when this is considered, obviously the tax implications must be built into this. We look at a holistic picture and not only a portion of that. The other thing that I just want to add on page 11, that last paragraph of 7, which deals with the remuneration, it talks about the period 2008 to 2014. It must bring us to 2000, at least to the last one, 2017. Because remember, I think one of the years post-2014 was the year that we got nothing. I think that was 2016, 2015, 2016, we got nothing. And last year was also 4%. So in other words, don't just only look to 2014, look to 2017, to the last one, so that we see the most up-to-date picture, and you will probably see that whole difference is even bigger. So we must look at it as we sit at the moment. Otherwise, we look at historical figures, and the history is not what we history up to date is what we need. So that is my request and recommendation that it must be the whole picture up to date.
Okay. Finalize. You want to come in there? Okay.
I think what can help us is that because the discrepancy is more from 2008, let's put from 2008, this was the increase of of the salary, this was the increase of PAMED. 2009, right up to 2017.
So
What we can do is to match what is written in page 7, the remuneration and medical costs, and link it with page 15 to 16, because that one, it gives the statistical information about the increases. That table, it talks about that. But it's just that we need just to match the two. It does give you the 0% increase on 2016 also.
Yeah,
that table.
No, I also wanted to say we don't have to forget page 17. That talks about the anticipated increase of PAMED in 2019, which definitely is going to have a great impact on the salaries that we are earning. So we have to inform everybody about this thing also.
Babul to Mibambi Lamas, and Baba, you are together. Okay. I wanted to say something.
For 2018, we can also assume that there is no increase.
No.
I don't know.
But we didn't get anything.
So far.
Okay.
I believe it is with the president.
Let's hope so.
So where you've got influence with the president, please use that.
let me check something.
We must talk to our what is it? Shop steward.
Shop
steward.
Yeah.
Okay. But you must be given the perspective.
No, but Chair, I just want to say on that, we're supposed to have a meeting today of the members' support facility. It's postponed to next week, Wednesday. So it's one of the issues, I'm sure, because the thing will be there and everybody, we will raise that also.
I want to check something. A report that says recommendations. Recommendation number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4. In my view, it says whatever that you adopt as 6 recommendations, they constitute part of the decision that you have made. But now, if we say recommendation and say option number 1, option number 2, option number 3, compartments.
Yeah.
Say it, please. Compartmentalize. I never succeed. Yeah, that's the way that I want. Because you know,
it says you must make a choice.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You understand, members, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you say option, it means please choose.
Yeah.
And sitting here as the co-chair of this meeting, I'm not really comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Because somebody will jump and say, no, but you can't take all this, you must choose. But then if you say recommendation number 1, number 2, number 3, you take a decision.
Yeah.
All those will inform your direction and position that you take.
Mm-hmm.
I think if this leadership is comfortable with that, because I will be happy if you do it that way.
Otherwise, one must make, when you look at the options, you must make assumptions.
Mm.
Because if the president's going to bring in the increase or split it, the Remuneration Commission, then this is the option that you can do. If the Minister of Finance will make a once-off contribution, this is what you will do. So, and it would be so much better if we had interacted with both the Remuneration Commission, the judge in charge of that, and also the National Treasury in terms of a once-off contribution. Because you know, if we know that there's no chance of that, no chance, then we should know that, and that will probably bring us to quite a different recommendation that we will make.
My view
is, one, remember we're working within a very tight space and time. Bensitu and Nurses Lindu, on the 27th, I've programmed that you must submit a report to the House, because that's our last sitting before the 30th.
Mm.
On the 30th, we are busy with finances and other things.
Mm.
Now, but then I'm still saying, Honorable Mare, not all, we shall not have lost the battle.
Yeah.
You know why? Our recommendations, this report, whoever who is responsible to cater, advance, articulate the interests of members, this will be the base of that engagement. Even if we have not met Judge Musi, but the committee that deals here in Parliament with the interests of members, they must use this report as a basis of their engagement with Judge Musi. I just wanted to make that point. Mama?
No, I just needed to ask the way that you suggest that we should take. It's just a matter of cancelling scenarios and replacing the term scenario into recommendations.
Okay.
I'm asking, which obviously means these are the recommendations we arrived at for the choice, whether we take A or B or C or D. But we can be able maybe to say we do this. It's upon the House to debate and do that or what. I'm just asking.
Okay.
I think we just caught in between, because there are parallel processes.
Mm-hmm.
Taking place.
Yeah.
And we can't report to Judge Musi before reporting to the House that constituted us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we don't know when is Judge Musi's process ending.
Yeah.
So, but I think that is where probably next week, just to highlight in that meeting, MSF meeting that we have done here. So even if we do it after we have presented to the House, because if it's now, if the resolutions are adopted by the House, they become resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are binding.
Yeah.
And so if that's the case, then that will direct Judge Musi on what to do, and how to deal with that.
Actually, that's my precise understanding.
Yeah.
And I believe we are agreeing on that. Babultum, you remove your options, ne? You say recommendation number one, number two, number three, number four. It will be up to the authorities of Parliament after we have voted or adopted the report to say, on the basis of the reality that exist, out of these six recommendations, this recommendation and this one will work. I think because my issue is not the substance of what is written.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
this issue of options.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are agreeing on that. Yes, ma'am.
Technically, I don't have I hear you. For instance, I don't know, you'll correct me, even Barbara. Technically, when you recommend, once you have so many recommendations that are contradicting each other, that's a problem when you table a report. So I was of the view that given the text of the report, what decisions are you making based on the information that you have? Because you can still merge some of these recommendations, I mean some of these options, into recommendations, some of them. But it's the information that is there, it's the analysis that is there. But saying 10 recommendations, all of them contradicting, then I have a problem from the technical point of view of developing a recommendation.
Yes.
For instance, if we have Just the last one. Okay. If you have a recommendation that talks about repeal, an option, and then the other talks about an amendment, what is it that you want to take a decision on? But the issue is to say, out of the discussions that we have, these are the issues that were coming out of the discussions. But the recommendations that we'll be making is either you amend or you repeal. Some of the issues that you are raising, immediately when you talk about the remuneration, already you are buying into an issue of allowing the scheme to continue as it is, which means we might not be led to amending because you have addressed the first part. Or you might merge these as land options that we're putting into clear, because recommendations to me must be clear and specific. This is what you want to do. If you are A, B, C, and D, that's it. Otherwise, if you have recommendations, 10 recommendations, all of them are technically, to me, it doesn't.
Okay.
Babu Ali.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and my apologies for arriving late. Chair, I understand where the content advisor is going to. I understand his logic. However, I think we have agreed already that solving this problem is not something that is going to happen as an event, because there are a variety of angles. There are a variety of reasons that have caused this situation. Therefore, it does not become simple to get, you know, an easy recommendation that covers everything. The reason you have many recommendations is predicated from the fact that there are a variety of reasons that have caused this situation, which includes, you know, the salary scale, structure, you know, this and that, and all of those things. Therefore, I think when we have numerous of these recommendations, which ties up to the causes, by the way, this will then inform Parliament in its entirety in taking a decision to decide which recommendations to club together, because when you take a decision under such conditions, it's not going to be very easy to say this is the route I'm going to take. Mr. Marais just indicated now that you don't know what Musi is going to say. Well, you know, we may also not know what is going to happen there and when. So I think it's fine to have this recommendation, but in the report, maybe at the beginning of the report or at the beginning of the recommendations, we may have to capture what the content advisor is saying there. That briefly explains the dilemma that we are in, given all these factors, which then necessitate us to have all these recommendations. That will then enable Parliament to take an appropriate decision that is based on the facts. But if we can try to narrow it down here, the problem is that this thing is not really in our hands. It's in the hands of many, many hands, you know. And trying to bring all these hands together is not going to be an easy task. But we need to create this space for Parliament. So I get his concern, but let's create a paragraph, a small paragraph or something that explains the dilemma, but we leave the recommendations as they are, because they give us space.
Thank you very much. I also concur with what has been said right now. We must always keep in mind that it's for us it's simple because we have gone through this process to understand the nitty-gritties. For those that we are representing, they would like to know. The more information they have behind as a background rationale of how we arrived at this, the better. So we can't just try to match and dismatch and do whatever. The more we do, and especially because as members of parliament, we also disagree. That's why we have these options, and we put them clear as they are for the House to decide. Thank you.
Let me show you something. I will give you back.
You know, if why I was saying the issue of salary package is fundamental and must be on top, we can anticipate a situation where if that issue is addressed, the issue of affordability of permit, it will not even arise.
Yes, exactly.
The issue of members having an option, they will no longer talk about option because you now have affordable. The issue here is affordability of permit. You have mentioned it here in the report, and thank you for that. Actually, we must congratulate you. This is a very good report and a very professional report. I can work with you guys moving forward if I will be a chairperson of another committee. This is a very professional report, well written, thought of, information captured. But then let's assert again, Babul Dumo and Barbara and Zola. Go back to the presentations made. It must happen tomorrow. Put the package of those presentations to members, their pigeon homes. So that, but then after that, push a note that says, please members of the committee, via this WhatsApp group, that we have left you a background information that will give you a picture about this. So that when members come on Wednesday, they read the report, they shall have studied and understood the background.
Context.
Yeah. It will be up to a member of parliament not to read documents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, this committee should not be, we should not be blamed to say we took a shortcut. Definitely we didn't take a shortcut. Now, a member must be given information, even nguye ongazoyifunda. It will be him or her who will not read that information. Barbara, can you come in?
Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon, members. Co-chairs, if I can, through you, perhaps make a suggestion. I've listened to what members have said and what co-chairs have said, maybe to lawyer it a little bit. When we write papers, we call it prayers, or asking a judge for certain considerations and the options we give, it's usually you go scenario number one. That would cancel out all the problems. But if in the event that scenario number one does not pan out, then there's two. And if you look at the options that have been discussed by, or the recommendations discussed by members, the one requires the Remuneration Commission, Treasury, and the Presidency to have financial considerations. This is the affordability issue. So if members would allow us to draft that in almost a similar way, to say that if the affordability issue does not get resolved, which is first prize, then the recommendation of this committee would be that the recommendations 2 and 3 be referred to a committee again, which can legislate to decide whether it must be an appeal or amendment. So that the House can, by resolution, then refer it to the Remuneration Commission. And if the Remuneration Commission comes back and says sorry, then the House can go, great, we refer it to a committee, and they deal with it.
That makes sense. Chairperson, that makes a lot of sense.
No.
Sorry, my apologies.
No. I totally disagree with it. We cannot just talk about the remuneration and press everything. We are under pressure to go and give the final report. All these meetings and everything, then it means everything goes down the drain. We are on remuneration. No, we are not going to take that option. We take the option that we have done. That is inclusive of all the options.
Can I say, Chair, but I think what was suggested is an all-inclusive option. It only gives the first option in terms of the affordability and the remuneration, and it gives the second one that if in the instance that is not accepted and acceptable, then it's repeal or amend. And I think that is what you have. Obviously, what I think what we would have
What we would like to see is that there's been expediency in this whole matter, because we don't want to have a situation where we only hear back next year during budget, hypothetically, and then there's no time anymore before we rise. So we also don't want that. So I think the idea of chairperson from your guidance is that we look at the options. And what I like about the suggestion is that the first one gives a specific proposal and a suggestion in terms of what needs to be done by the President, by National Treasury, in terms of affordability, that it must be in line and there must be an adjustment being made or a correction being made, so that we can afford that. And then the second one is, in the case that that is not the, that because we don't have the luxury to now interrogate the Judge Musonekis Commission or the President in terms of salary increases. So we don't have that luxury. So we must say, this is our recommendation, and it must be the first recommendation. But we must also leave the option, and I think you two are actually on the same page, it's just been differently worded, that in that case, then we go for the for the either repeal or amend, because repeal is a drastic one. That's a drastic one, but amendment. But also then, when we do the amendment, it will certainly have far-reaching implications. And at that stage, we need to know what that far-reaching implications will be, because if suddenly it's not a viable option for Palmet anymore, then we need to know that. And at that stage, we need to know whether Palmet must be repealed, and we must look at different medical aid options ourselves. So I think, but we must have those things. And it must not be a lot of recommendations. It must be 2-3 recommendations, that it is decisive, that is specific, because otherwise you get confused by all the different options.
Actually, substantively, we are not different.
You know, I'm just thinking that, you know, the primary question in this whole thing is the constitutionality of enforcement of the Act. You know, that, and that's where I think we need to apply ourselves more as to what are we saying in that area, because the complaint is, I think it's all parties, even if they didn't come, but they've raised it through their representatives, that the issue of it being compulsory is unconstitutional. But probably it is the crafting of the legislation itself that is problematic, and not, but as I say, you know, when we started 94, we never had a problem with permit because we afforded to pay. Mm-hmm. It was compulsory, but we were fine with it. Mm-hmm. It was affordable. Mm-hmm. So I think, but in any case, we do need to amend. For instance, the legislation, like it still speaks of the Senate and stuff like that. Yeah. You need to amend those areas. And also the remember also the SALCA magistrates, traditional leaders, they also are interested in permits, but their issue is the affordability. So I think the strong view that came last week was we need to go back to the 2007 structure that was more like you felt like it was affordable. You know, but in the meantime, also we have to look at, in any case, whether we have repeal or amend. If you amend, this is the amendment that you need to bring in, I think.
Thank you. Babu Ali.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think our mindset must be to say we are already at one. We agree with what we think needs to happen. But at the moment, I think it's still just a question of the wording, how we package
the wording in the final report, but in our minds, we should not tell ourselves that maybe we're seeing these things differently. It's only that we're looking at a huge bunch of information, and we need to measure how we bite at that information. I think the other term that must also come into our minds, Chair, as we are about to wrap this thing up, is sustainability. You see, the co-chair is saying to us, we must also look at the structure that existed in 2007. That's a good start. But at the same time, we must say to ourselves, the problems of the magistrates and of other people and SALG and so is also our problem, because we are the Parliament of South Africa. We've already identified these problems here. We won't solve them by just fixing our salary structure and so on. Those problems won't be going away. So as we sort out this problem, it should also create an opportunity for us to sort out the other mess that was created in the past, which links up to this particular matter. Therefore, while we'll be having option number one, we must understand that option number one does not really answer all these questions. But as far as we are concerned, it does deal with our issues. But the report is raising quite a number of issues, which will still become a baby of Parliament. Now, those options, they open the minds of the relevant people who must finally, you know, take a decision on this matter, that there are these areas, there are these areas. And our search for a solution must therefore provide us with an opportunity to resolve these issues. We must also be careful of one thing. The wording that we are going to use associated with option number one must be such that it does not create an impression that we are worried, you know, about just, you know, polishing our own shoes and so on. The wording must indicate that these things have not been aligned. The salary to permit has not been aligned. We are not speaking about a salary increase. Mm-hmm. The tone must not be parliamentarians wants to give themselves, you know, a gravy train and all of that. It must explain explicitly the problem, where it started, so that we can then propose how we think it should be resolved. So I'm saying, whatever wording that is going to be final there, but it should not swallow the other options that are there. Because this thing is staggered, it's got many, many angles to it. This one may work, this one may make a work alone if this happens and so on. So let's capture them as they are there and look at the wedding, and let's not put aside, you know, the proposal by Barbara there. Let's look at how we can put that into the mix as well. But our wedding must not suggest that the other options, you know, can fall off. Because these other options, they also serve the interests of other members of parliament. So all of them must appear there until we reach a consensus in the House.
Okay. Let me just refer you to page 1, content advisors. In your report, the second paragraph, our report, but as compiled by them. It states clearly that the nation, NCOP,
which paragraph?
The one after that, the italics, the normal one, that starts with National Council of Provinces, concur the above motion. We talk about the motion and the Azure curriculum. Most important, this was established and mandated to inquire into and make recommendations on, and those were the guiding principles why we are here. We can't take any shortcuts. We can't deliberate only on one aspect. We must address the issues as they appeared as problematic as derived from the members of parliament who are part and parcel of a compulsory permit. It's compulsory, it's unaffordable. Simple as all that. Thank you.
I'm just sitting and thinking as I'm reading this, but there's a stakeholder we didn't call to make a presentation. It is the continuity member. But we can make a recommendation that one we leave it as that,
yeah.
You know. Yeah. But they are stakeholders, they are primary stakeholders.
Okay. Doc, my man, we are not excluding anything here. Your concerns are our concerns. There's nothing that is being excluded. What was explained by Ubabra? Babra was trying to link all these recommendations to say, like I've said, that first recommendation is the one that talks about the holistic package and the impact. Take it to the give the background perspective, and then say recommendation number two will be amend to make membership voluntary.
Mm.
The third one will be repeal the act.
Mm.
The fourth one will be increase differences. And it. Yeah, because I've read this report.
Yes.
This one, it means it must come on top. Babu Ali, the last option, the third option, it means we have three recommendations. The third recommendation must be on top. But I want to recommend that don't put this long paragraph by the judges. Do not appear as if we are being influenced by the judges. We are independent here. We have applied our mind on this particular matter.
Okay.
Our first recommendation, it will be that one, which is captured on the third one, and then you come. It means in all, we have three recommendations. And I want to check with members the substantive or the content of these recommendations. We agree with them.
Mm.
Personally, I do. Substantive, the nature of substance on this recommendation, we are agreeing with them. So this report will be our report.
I just want to the italic that you say we mustn't put. I think it is one of those that help us, because it talks about the mismatch.
Which page?
Oh, the last one, 23. You see that this means that the question of the medical aid scheme would need to be dealt with specially at the time increases are considered, and that the increase for the medical aid scheme portion of the salary would have to match the increase of permit for the period.
Let me explain.
Okay.
I know you are now a qualified lawyer, and I will always differ with you. Look, you put our views, and you can say the above paragraph and recommendations is supported by what judiciary presented.
Mm.
So that it shouldn't appear as if we just copy and paste what judiciary said. I have a problem with that. As your advocate or
It's the submission.
Yes. I'm just compromising because other submissions are not appearing on our recommendations. Only the judiciary one is appearing on the recommendations. Actually, the initial position, Ms. Lindy, was to say all recommendations must be captured, not recommendations, submissions must be captured as they came, as your salga, your magistrates, blah, 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 blah. I'm just making a compromise to say, put our, yes,
put our view, collective view, collective perspective, and add a sentence that says, the above view and analysis, observation, is supported by the judiciary presentation, and you can quote with this one. Because if you read this, it is the main recommendation from judiciary. It shouldn't be like that. I don't agree with that. Yeah. The third recommendation in this report is judiciary. You quote judiciary. No, I don't agree. It must just be a paragraph that puts more weight on what we shall have recommended as the first recommendation. Now, I think we are done this thing. But then,
can I
check something? Sorry, Honorable Member, can I check something? Somewhere, did we indicate the willingness of magistrates, SARGA,
traditional
leaders? Mm. A sentence, I didn't capture it explicitly, that says, in this engagement, there's willingness of SARGA, magistrates, traditional leaders to be part of the PAMET, which will be advantageous in terms of expanding the membership of PAMET. Unfortunately and vainly, the affordability is a key issue.
Is
corner, ne? Okay, but it's okay. Yes.
Can I just say that in the way that the, especially the recommendations are will be drafted, you will have to take cognizance or note of the mandate and obviously try to not do it similarly separately, but know that you have dealt with it, and obviously, I mean, the one thing that was probably put in there, I don't know how many people want to retire, they probably want only a tenth of the premium be deducted from or be allowable, but that's also from a tax point of view. So obviously, but just take cognizance of the mandate when you draft the recommendations. But I think you would know.
Okay. Thanks. I think we are okay. We'll meet next week. I want to have to agree on time because I think 1 hour for the entire committee will not be enough. At least if we can talk of 2 hours, it will make sense. Yeah. Next week. Nale, you go meet the parliament.
Any next week?
I think Tolang is starting there. Go meet the parliament.
We might not have our meeting yet. Okay. We're not just having a 1 hour meeting.
We might just so that we concentrate on this one.
So this is the 12th, right?
Mm.
Okay. I think
unless 12
o'clock.
I'm not sure. Because it's a broader meeting.
Yeah, it's a broader meeting.
12 to 3. No?
12 to 12 o'clock.
No.
Can I make it will be sufficient.
If we finish early, well,
it's still okay. Yeah. 12 o'clock.
Okay.
Can I request, Lola, could be SMSs today? I believe with proper, effective communication. Could be SMSs today.
Even if you don't confirm it in
Could be SMSs today that all, not subcommittee, all members are requested to attend the meeting next week at 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
There you shall be content. The packages, as indicated, that packages will be in their pigeonhole to know about the work of this committee, so that they must take time to read and study that information. Now, remember,
Honourable members, I think the subcommittee has been very effective. I'd like to thank you for making time and ensuring that we really do within, I mean, although we had to ask for extension, but as soon as we came together, we realized the extent and the, you know, the amount of work that is needed, just to show that you didn't do shortcuts. We, you know, included everybody that needs to be included, and here we have a brilliant report that we will put amendments and the way we and just hope that those, and I think it is important for each and every one of us or the parties to also brief our caucuses or our members so that they don't make us start from scratch next week. But thank you very much for the hard work that you've put in. It's very appreciative. And to our secretariat, thank you very much also for all the work that you've put. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And let's have one another next week.
Yeah, that's good. No, let's have one another next week. Mama, here next week. We must have one another. Hello? I just saw something.
Thank you very much.